Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's 2019.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's Stevie Martin. Hello.
It's me, Tessa Coates.
And it's Nobody Panic in the future land. I just feel like 2019 sounds like the future.
I cannot believe it's 2019.
What are we going to do when it's 2020?
I'll be busy, of course, in Tokyo prepping for the Olympics.
Of course.
So I'm on the road to Tokyo. I'm on the road to Tokyo.
Yes.
So
hashtag road to Tokyo.
So 2020, I feel completely calm and fine about.
Interesting. Okay.
The words 2020, like that sounds fine.
Okay.
But 2019, the ugliness of the 19.
Yes.
Is what makes that.
I remember we had a similar thing.
Please.
With 2010.
2010, 2010.
It's because we've always had like 2000, 2001, 2002. You're like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
2010 just felt like we're in a new decade. Why are we still using this old lingo?
Yes, that's very stressful. I was just remembering then the time that once we were in the car. I mean, you won't have known I was doing this, but I discovered we could scroll backwards on your iPhone calendar, like loads back. Mm. And then I was like, haha, I'm in 1923. And then I kept scrolling, and then I kept scrolling, and then I was in like the year 400. And then I was like, oh my God, what happens if you hit the year zero? And then I felt quite sick and had to stop. Just because I was like, I'm so far back, and you can put something in your calendar now.
The year zero.
And also you can scroll way ahead, like way into the future. Yes. And that made me feel completely sick as well.
Yes, I don't like that. Someone did that the other day because someone I know booked in something like a film or something. It was like next year. Mm. And it was like October next year. And I was looking at the month being like, Where will I be?
I've got much better at it now. But I used to get extremely stressed every time I got a new debit card or a passport that said like, it doesn't expire until like so long.
Talk to me about that. Oh my God, yes.
So the first time I had my passport has just expired recently that I must have had for 10 years. And I remember being like, oh, fine. The day came and went and I was like, fine, and I've done some good things and some not good things.
I've lived a good life.
And I've lived a good life, fine. But also it was not the monumental day that I imagined it would be.
Yes.
When I saw that date. Where, so I feel a bit calm.
I remember when I was 20 and the Olympics were on and I was like, oh my God, the next
Which
Olympics?
Olympic? Atlanta 96. Just a hot burn for
thank
you.
Thank you. No, it wasn't. It was one of them. And then I looked and then someone was like, I wonder where we'll be for the next Olympics.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll be 24. I'll be so old. And now that seems ridiculous. But yeah, it is.
Oh,
it leads
dear.
Us on to how to make good New Year's resolutions. And that's a thorny topic because I used to work in magazines and every year, and I still get like PR emails from like PRs just desperate for me to pick their product and put them in my hot content that I'm not writing anymore. And no, I do write some stuff and sometimes I do use that hot content. However, it's new year, new you constantly. Like, want to lose weight now? And it's just like, every year I love the idea of the changing of the seasons, the opening of the solstice, and the idea that like it's a fresh start and what will this year bring. And I really like looking back on the previous year because I always go, even in my most stagnant years, I've been like, well, I've done nothing this year. And then you look back and you're like, oh, I did that little thing. Or like, there's always something to, even if you've had a bad year, you might have made a new friend. You might have like, had a really lovely birthday that year, or you might have bought a really nice hat. Like, look, there's little things that you're like, there are things that you have now that you didn't have a year ago.
And sometimes if you like go back through all your like iPhone photos and you're like,
if you have an iPhone.
Oh, sorry, or your phone photos.
Or your albums.
Or your analog album of the year.
Just try to keep it broad.
Keep it broad, people. You went back through back through your Polaroid, and you're like, "Wow,
yes.
Look how many Polaroids I took." And you're like, "Oh yeah, I remember
look
that. Oh my god, that
did.
Was this year. 2018 does feel like the year, longest year we've ever had. And even if it's been a
Black
shitty year,
Black Panther came out. I keep
you
saying
keep
this.
Telling people.
I can't believe it came out this year. It feels like it came out 10 years ago. I remember everyone was like, 2016, awful year. I mean, I'm praying back for 2016 because this year is, it's just got worse each year, hasn't it? In terms of the world and the news. But it is tricky. The New Year's resolutions thing is tricky because it is a sort of like commercial thing. And brands, this is the perfect time for like horrible products and brands to really cash in on women's insecurities about not being able to stick to their resolutions, and men's as well. Like, you know, suddenly there'll be loads more adverts like protein powder for men to bulk up and booty the or laxative teas.
David Gandy's
Wellman.
Wellman.
David
that he's
Gandy,
been using
his
since
quotes,
his 20s.
His quotes again. Have you, I don't
from
know
my
if
hectic life.
This. There's like these vitamins called Wellman and Wellwoman. Tess Daly is Wellwoman.
Yes.
At the moment, her quote on the poster is literally just Wellwoman tablets. I don't think that's a quote.
Yes.
Word he used. It's in quote marks. I don't understand it. But yeah, David Gandy, popular model who went out with Madonna. Is that a thing?
I don't think that's correct, Stevie.
He went out with somebody that you wouldn't expect.
Right.
And he got his penis out on a shoot for Calvin Klein. And that went everywhere, and then his people got rid of it. So you could only find it on a very specific website, and I won't give it
absolutely out. Not true. I could find that penis. You want me to race me to find the penis?
Yeah, okay. So this is
let's
great,
go.
Great
clock.
Listening.
Start
and
the clock.
Wait, and go. I'm typing in David Gandy's penis. Doesn't actually get you there. Right, here we go. Okay, I've possibly found it. No. So it's just a picture of his face. See, harder than you thought.
Oh my god, I used to be able to find it really fast.
Yes, because his people have taken it down.
But the one with his little penis poking out the end.
Yes, it's so weird. It's sort of flopping on his thigh, like it's really embarrassed about being there.
Fine.
Right. So why are we talking about this? The Wellman, the Wellwoman fitness. It's like it's like vitamins, and you take them. I'm sure there's very little scientific evidence that it works, but they will be pushing their booties at you. Oh, okay, so I'm reading Greek myth books, so I keep saying things like spoils and booty, meaning an array of things.
It had completely passed me by. I just thought, cool use of language.
Thank you. New Year's resolutions suck. They do, but like...
They do, but have you considered their history?
Oh, no.
Such... The ancient Babylonians did them 4,000 years ago, and they didn't even have David Gandy then, penis or nay.
I think they did. I think he's older than you're saying he is.
They had the new year that actually came in mid-March,
when
the crops were planted, and during a massive 12-day religious festival known as Akitu. Any Babylonians out there, please correct me. They crowned a new king every year. So it was either reaffirming the loyalty or crowning a new guy. And they made promises to the gods to pay their debts and return any objects they had borrowed.
From
which
the gods?
No, from each other.
Just from people. Okay, great.
But they were just the promise was to the gods. They would pay debts to each other and return things.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Maybe do that. You might have some things that you borrowed off a friend.
I would
take
love that.
Take them back on January 1st.
I had a small box by the door for a while that was like other people's things. That I attempted to give back.
Hard to do though, isn't it?
Yes.
But what adult thing have you done this week, Tessa?
Oh my god.
Have you found the penis?
Sorry. I haven't found the penis.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. I had such a good one, then I forgot it. What was it? I went back into my memory bank. I found it. I sold a dress on eBay for £100.
What?
Yes, I bought it for £1 from that Sue Ryder Nettlebed sale we go to.
That's a large, I think, sort of jumble sale?
Yes, it's a large charity jumble sale.
It
happens once a month and it's my favourite
place. The
coats
go insane for this stuff.
We love that shit.
Bin bags full of like little
everything's
boy German britches.
Everything's a pound.
Everything's a pound.
Because when we started going, everything was 20p. And now it's a pound.
That's quite expensive.
And that's a bit much, actually.
Bit much. Brexit.
Brexit. Anyway, it's this LK Bennett dress.
Ooh.
That I bought for myself, didn't look very nice. I was like, I'll sell it. Googled it to find a picture of the original dress.
Mm.
Always ups the eBay rather than a blurry one of in your corner of your room.
Constantly doing that.
Who's wearing it, Stevie? Who's wearing it?
Lorraine Kelly.
Kate Kate Middleton.
That is not what I thought. That's amazing.
Oh, and then this is the adult bit of it, is that actually sold this very morning. Ooh. And I'm actually not going home for a while. And I was like, oh, I'll do it next week when I'm back. But then I rang my mum and I was like, go, go, go. And we did it immediately.
That's the best.
In the post, gone, dispatched. Otherwise, I knew there'd be like several passive-aggressive emails being like, where's the thing? And me being like, is it not in the post? Even though I'm like looking at it. Of course it's not in the post. And so that was I was really impressed. Then my mum, it got totally out of hand and she messaged and was like, I also popped in a sweet and a little Christmas card.
Of course she did.
And then she was like, we should be a business. I'm like, we've sold one item. Like, we're not.
But you could. That could be a thing that you and Debbie do.
We should do that, yeah. She said we should buy a stamp. So we stamp things.
That's a good idea, yes. Very
so
nice.
Immediately we got distracted and spent all the money on a stamp.
£100 stamp, please.
What's your adult thing?
I've been going out with my boyfriend. We all know him as The Shadow. For 3 years? I don't know. A few years now. And each Christmas he spends it alone in London or like seeing his mum or whatever. And I spend it with my family having a great time.
Yes.
And
this year I was your favourite time of the year.
It's my favourite time of the year. And this year I was like, you know what? The Spirit of Christmas. This was a Christmas film. I should give The Spirit of Christmas to The Shadow.
Mm.
Turn him into The Christmas Shadow. So yes. I decided to... So I had Christmas in my flat in London with him. And we got a Christmas tree. And he said, which I think is the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me, he was like, I'd given up on Christmas, but now I feel like Christmas is back.
How great. That's so nice.
He was so excited. He bought me too many presents and I couldn't keep up. So there was a little bit of me being like, what have you done that for? But apart from that, I was very good.
But you gave the gift of time, Christmas. Of yourself.
Yes, and that's what the festive season is all about. So I had I felt very adult. Then I went home the day after, on the 27th, and had fake Christmas, or real Christmas, mum, if you're listening, afterwards with my sister and my mum, which was lovely.
That's so nice.
So adult.
That's really adult. That's super grown up.
Thank you so much.
It's very brave of you. I'm very proud.
Thank you.
Have you got a New Year's resolution?
Right. So last year, my one was just try and do the Edinburgh Festival, which is a comedy festival, to the end without leaving. And that was quite low level.
I don't think that you can describe that as low level.
No, as in it wasn't like a lot of people's resolutions are quite high aiming. So like smash it Edinburgh Festival and like get amazing reviews or like never eat bread again, like that sort of stuff.
I think you've been very hard on yourself going to the Edinburgh Festival at all is pretty high level.
Thank you so much. Then in which case I did a really high level resolution.
Yes.
And I did complete it, but the point was it was just one rather than like in past years I've written like 10.
Yes.
And they're all things like go to the gym 5 times a week.
Yes.
Wear more headscarves. And I can't, because whenever I look in the reflection, I have to change it. And I'm always aware that maybe, like, the corner of the headscarf is, like, popping out at a weird angle and I don't know it's happened.
Mm.
And I can't relax or do anything with a headscarf
Understood.
On. So those are some of my past transgressions, my past issues with New Year's resolutions. Have you got one?
Yes. Mine this year, I've been writing this one down for nigh on 100 years.
Start smoking.
It's always start smoking and I just can't commit. I used to write down do a backwards walkover.
Okay, yep.
Remember those days?
I do.
Turned out to be way harder than I thought.
Yes, we can do a handstand now, so that's good.
Yes, I can.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I learned to do this year.
Yeah.
I ran the marathon this year.
I mean, you did a lot
Black
of things
Panther came
year.
Out and the marathon.
Without training.
Without training.
An incredible feat of endurance.
Absolutely stupid thing to do. Stand by it. Let's all make sure that we write down all the things that you
things
did this year.
Did, yes.
No, my New Year's resolution is to do the splits.
Right, wasn't expecting that. Great, no. You should do that because I think Tessa, just for anyone listening, did tell people, I'm sure you used to be able to do them.
Mm.
You've been telling people for a long time that you can.
Mm.
And I think I have once gone, all right, well, let's have a look. And you've been like, I'm wearing jeans or whatever, so I can't. And then she did get her bluff fully called at a party, am I right in saying? And also the confidence of, oh, so confident, just thought she'd have a go and nearly broke her groin.
Yes.
Right.
That was the end of the party.
Yes.
I had to be dragged from the dance floor because I couldn't get back up again.
Absolutely.
And I spent it with a bag of frozen peas, like, in my front bottom, lay in another room. Feeling very regretful.
And then, but look what you did. It's not about what happens. It's about how you react to it. Went to circus school. Tried to get into the advanced class. Immediately told
not
to. Was
removed. Popped back down to beginners.
I can do the splits. I just need frozen peas.
And and two strong men to lift me up and down. Come on. Come on, you.
we should get back on track with this, but that's a very good example of a very practical, achievable, because you've already done the first class.
Yes.
So this, because you've got some advice about how to pick your resolution, yes, which is helpful for me because I don't have one.
Yes. So sometimes I used to write like, be more flexible, and it was such a ambiguous, pointless, vague thing to say, whereas do the splits is, and also it's not finished, because what I'm now going to walk us through is like the next bit. I need to say like, do the splits by a certain time.
Right, you need a goal. Okay.
I need a goal. So do you have any even ballpark area that you think you might?
Yes. You know what? I've always been very frightened about, I just did a good cough.
No, sorry, just laughing at you being like, yes, here it comes. I've always been very frightened. Oh, I was like, I could not ever guess what's coming out of your mouth.
Wasp emporium.
Yeah, I was like, is that what it's going
to
be?
A shopping mall for wasps. I'm not going to create anything. When I was very, very little, I used to love writing just for fun, not for like a thing. And also prose writing, not like article writing or whatever. I want to get into writing for joy again.
Yes, lovely.
And trying to write, even if that's just like short stories or like if I just quietly try and write a book, but obviously no one's interested in the book as many just for me. No one's been like, yes, we're waiting for your book. No one's done that. And if I write my resolution as write a book, I'll never do it.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Can we unpack the bit about what you're frightened of?
Yes, frightened about sitting down to start it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. It's absolutely shy. I realise I've lost what I had when I was younger, that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I can't write.
Okay, fantastic.
And no one wants it.
Great. So,
and I die alone.
Great.
Sorry.
Sit in that reality.
I'm in the reality.
Feeling fine?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Right, that's
what you're going to do next? Write a second one.
Write a new book. Yeah, write a second one. Yeah, sure.
So, just that's what's going to happen.
Yes.
So, just accept, be like, I'm about to write my first book on my way to writing my great book.
Of course.
So just
get the shit out of the way.
Get it out of the way. Do your 10,000 hours. And also imagine how sad it would be if the first thing you ever did was the best thing.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Then right? You'd be a prisoner of your own success.
So everybody dreams about just like whacking off a book in a Wednesday afternoon.
That's true.
But you're not going to, and sure, give it a go. But like, just accept that it's going to be crap.
Yes.
Then you have to put it in a drawer and you'll come back to it in the future.
Very good.
You're just getting it out of your system so you can write your good one.
So I suppose that relates to anyone who's got a resolution. Sorry, I've got a real cough situation. I relate to anyone who's like got a, not a career-based thing, but like a thing they want to do that they're frightened of. Then everyone can.
Yeah, because everybody's afraid. Exactly that. I, that thing about like facing the fear thing, it's the realization along the way that what you're afraid of is looking upon what you have achieved,
yes,
and realizing your own fallibility, that it is so much easier to stay in...
To dream of
it, because in your mind it's magic, it's beautiful, it's perfect. Whereas when you have to actually make it physical, you have to accept that you are a...
You're going to see all the flaws and you're a flawed person.
You're a flawed person, and that's such a scary thing to go through. But once you've just accepted, like, that's going to happen...
Yeah.
Great.
So,
crack
how
on.
Do we create?
So, number one, write down why.
Great.
Why are you writing this thing?
Yes.
To reclaim the joy of writing, to get your first book out of the way, to learn, to whatever. So, like, write all the reasons.
To grow as a person on my journey.
To grow as a person on your journey.
Thank you.
Mine is, do the splits. Why? I think it would look fucking cool.
Great. That is a good enough reason.
I have always wanted to do it.
Now you can justify that time when you had the frozen peas.
Yeah, redemption.
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 Yes.
I'm on a... It's a redemption story.
Redemption.
My revenge. And be aware of why you're making it. If you do it out of a sense of self-hate or remorse or a strong passion in that moment, it won't usually last long, says psychiatrist Michael Benet.
Thank you, Michael. Because the classic one is...
Also, he's obviously called Bennett, and I've just pronounced it Benet.
Brilliant.
Sorry.
Mikhail Benet.
Mikhail Benet.
Michael Bennett.
Sorry, I interrupted
right,
you.
No, it's fine. It was a worthy interruption, and I'm glad you did. And I think Michael listening, he's a listener, is also glad he did. I think, because the most, when you think of New Year's resolution, the first one you think of, which is quite sad, especially for women, is lose weight or stop eating this thing. And that is born of self-hate.
Yes.
Because that is born of, I'm not good enough. If it gets to 2020/2020, already having trouble with it. And I'm, you know, I've lost 10 pounds or whatever, I will be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. And so then if that is your New Year's resolution, you realize it's come from like a, I'm not good enough now, mm-hmm. then get rid of that and mm-hmm. find something positive, because that stuff will come with positivity.
Yes.
So like, obviously, if I write a book, I'm not going to lose weight if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. But if I write a book, it might make me feel more content. And with that, I might be like, I'll go for a run because I'm so happy. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. That's I'm sure it'll impact all that, because you're, when you make those positive things for yourself, your ambition is to, your resolution to yourself is to commit to an amount of time every day that you write something that has absolutely no, literally no purpose for anyone else.
No purpose, no.
No one could give a shit about
I'm
it.
I'm not going to send it to anybody.
No, exactly. It's just for you to be like, hello, I don't have to be
The Man in the Shoe.
It's called The Man in the Shoe.
Yeah, sure.
I'll read it eventually if you'd like to.
No.
No, exactly. It's just for you. And then, and also the weight thing touches on such an important thing, which I know we wang on about The Secret, that book.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. But The Secret is, I mean, it's a lot of very intense stuff.
You don't wang on about it that much, enough to say that you wang on about
it. Oh, sorry. Okay. I feel like when you start diving into this stuff, you're only sort of one step away from
mentioning
The Secret.
Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So in my head, I'm thinking about it 8 to 10 times a day.
For people who haven't read it.
Certainly.
And me.
The Secret is this book that sort of came out in the 90s, very popular. It looked like it was a secret tome. Okay. And the book was basically like, if you ask the universe for things, they will be given to you.
Great.
So some of it was very intense spiritual stuff that's maybe not for everyone. The stuff that is definitely useful is the power of words and the power of language and how we speak about ourselves and how we speak to ourselves. And so with the losing weight one, which I'm sure might be lots of people's or is definitely like a popular one, if you say I need to lose 10 pounds, I don't want to be fat anymore, right, is the words hate, don't, want and fat, like all these like negative words. Whereas if you
fat can be quite a positive word.
That's certainly definite, sorry,
for something. No, but not if you are using it
not if it's got come in the same sentence as hate.
Any word can be turned into a negative or a positive depending on how you feel.
Yes,
about
exactly
it,
it's not that the word itself is a negative, it's like you have used it in a aggressive way towards yourself. Whereas changing around to being like, I want to be more healthy.
Yeah.
I've decided to be more healthy. I've decided to be more active. Like, those are like, oh, how freeing. We're moving towards something rather than this like aggressive use of language. And you're never going to be able to break away from or out of the, I hate myself, I'm so fat.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I can see this new healthy person in the future.
Yeah, and also healthy is such a nicer...
Healthy is such a good word.
That is a catch-all, because if you become healthy, then yeah, okay, you might lose weight. You might not, but if your focus is on health, that's so much more important, and not in like a self-care way, in like a, you can lose weight in really unhealthy ways.
And exactly. Neither here nor there, and also it shouldn't really be anybody's goal, but like being more healthy and more active...
Should be everyone's goal. Sure.
Always. And then make it nice and specific.
So if yours
is like, I will write for 10 minutes every day.
Yes.
I will write a whole book this month, you know, whatever. And if it's like, yeah, I want to just churn it out. If the job for you is just like, just finish any old shit, just get to the end, then like make it that. If it's like, I'd love to spend 10 minutes work, you know, decide what area of the writing thing.
That's a very good idea, because actually I could just say that and then be like, well, I don't have any time or work. When am I going to do that? Because I'm doing the Edinburgh Festival again. But like, what I could do is be like, okay, well, cool. I'll come back from Edinburgh. And then in September, October, I'll book like 2 weeks in an Airbnb, go away and just really make a start.
Yeah. Or even if you're just like, oh, I will make it my goal to every Monday, I know that I'm like doing my 10 minutes on this, you know, and I just make sure I show up and I do a small amount on this thing every day and I keep on working to it. And, you know, and I would say start it right away
rather than
be this like, oh, and then when I finally got the time and space and I'm in my Airbnb, just start. And don't, because that's what you're afraid of is like, but I'll start and then I'll have to look at my words and...
Yeah. Also, another like very different sort of New Year's resolution my friend said that she was making is to not be a better friend, because she is a great friend, but to like be better organising social stuff.
So that's
like,
a great one.
Meet up with the friends that she wants to meet up with
and
stop letting friendships that she really enjoys just kind of dwindle away. Like really prioritise on a certain group of people that she really wants to see.
Amazing.
And so then I suppose you can make that more specific by being like, right, well, I will contact these people and I will set up drinks with these people.
Yes.
And you have a list of the people that you want to make sure that you remember. So it's not just like, be a nicer friend.
Yes. Or even like, yeah, so worst version would be less shit.
Yeah.
And then next one would be like, be a better friend. Fantastic. But like, what use is that? So it's like, socialize more with Ben, John and Clara.
Oh,
and and then organize monthly Sunday night or Sunday lunch.
Like a roasting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And book them in. This is what we're doing the last Sunday of the month, every month.
Yeah.
You know, put and be like, make it specific. What am I actually going to do about that? Otherwise it becomes this intangible, like, and then it's just this pressure of like, oh, I didn't do the thing I was supposed to do. It's like, take that next step and be like, this is when and this is how.
Yeah.
And this is why.
This is why.
And then, oh, so mine would be, then I found this like 30-day splits thing.
Challenge.
That's like challenge. It's like, here are your 10-minute exercises and you do these every day.
Wow. Oh, great. So you could have it done by the end of Jan.
Exactly. Right. Just crack on, mate. As long as it's like, and then I have to say, you know, when will I do these 10 minutes? Will it be first thing in the morning, last thing at night? So like you get some routine and some structure and you're like, this is what I'm doing. And then the last thing is about marking your progress.
Okay.
So if it's a visual thing like me, I could start taking a photo every day to see like how.
Oh, I can't wait to see the early photos of that.
See how I'm doing, so I can look back and be like, oh wow, like look that's how good. Well I did. Maybe I'll make one of those like stop motion.
Oh my god, yes, you
me
have
getting
to do that.
Better splits. Like give yourself something, so you can be like, so every time you can look back and be like, hey,
yeah. If it's like the see more friends thing, then you could always like take a fun photo with your mates. And then you've got each month, you'd be like, see, look, I saw those people this month.
Yeah, perfect.
I saw this people this month.
Here's my photo. I see a lot of people doing various like Instagram challenges that are like, you know, I see them doing like hashtag 264 out of 365. Obviously, they're doing like a photo every single day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like, therefore, you're like, oh, I got to do my thing of the day.
Yeah, so it's fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Things that, yeah, and if it's not quantifiable, make it quantifiable.
Yeah, like, basically make it a fun advent calendar for yourself. But it's like, so every day you're like, oh, I got to do that thing just quickly, but now I do my thing today.
Yes, that's good.
Yes.
Great. I feel quite inspired.
I feel very inspired.
I found some just very, very specific, like if you're thinking like, okay, what sort of New Year's resolutions I have, or like really specific things that I was like, you know what, they might inspire people at home to be like, oh yes, I could do that. Because I think New Year's resolutions often have to be something like you learn to do, or you know, improve yourself as a person. Mm-hmm. Whereas they can just be something as simple as, this year, do take your contraceptive pill every day. That, you know?
Yes.
I know some people who's, I've seen their packets of Yasmin and it stresses me out.
Yes.
So.
And finish that sentence, take my contraceptive pill every day.
Every day at midday, and I'll set a phone alarm. I mean, I'm actually fine at taking my pill.
No, I know, but we're just filling out the sentence.
Say so, if you're not.
So we've got in the habit of making a full sentence.
Mm-hmm. I've got in the habit of it. Yes, I put my phone alarm on every day, and every time it goes off, it's there. I'm like, I'm going to keep my pill packet in my makeup bag because that's always with me, even if I'm out, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then someone else said, take makeup off after a night out. And that's something that I don't do. And I'm always like, I really should, because like the next two days I've got spots and I just look like shit. That, and that's such a small thing, but it's like, just know that from now on, that is what you're going to do. Get one of those, like, micellar, or I don't know how to pronounce it, micellar water. Like, you know, the stuff that you don't have to wash your face. You just put it on and it gets rid of it. So, like, Garnier, I have one. Put that next to your bed with some cotton wool or some tissue. And so then you've got no excuse. You can literally do it in your bed.
Yes, perfect. That sort of stuff. You've literally put it out in preparation. Yeah. Or maybe put something on your bathroom mirror, a post-it note.
Yes.
Take your makeup off.
You bitch.
You dirty bitch.
Yes.
Great.
Also, I think your stuff about your obsession with Marie Kondo is to try and do like quarterly clean outs.
Mm.
So at the end, I don't know, Easter have one. And then, I don't know, June have one.
Yes.
And at the end of the year have one.
Every month I'll
reassess
my clothes, or
every
single day I'll give something to charity. Or
That's a nice one. And also, actually, I forgot. I've always wanted to do the thing where you just like, you know, give £2 a month to a charity that you really care about. Because I was like, I mean, £2... That probably drops out of my pocket every month. So yes, I'm doing one to Save the Bees because that's something that keeps me up at night, and then one to Age UK because I saw an advert that made me cry. And that's
I saw that and I
had a real hard time. I text the number immediately.
Mm.
Maybe doing something like that, because then that's something you just do once, and then you know that every month that's happening. That's a really achievable one. But as a human, you are doing something helpful for someone else. And then a final one that I read that I was like, this is a good one, won't be applicable to everyone, but to call your parents more. To call Tessa's parents more.
Do, because they're all worried about you.
Very worried about you. I find I get on with my parents really well, but sometimes I'll be like, oh my God, it's gone like a whole month and I haven't called home, or they've called me and we've chatted on, like, we've got a WhatsApp group, fine. But I haven't actually like called them to chat. And that's a very vague one, but how I've started doing it, or I've done it in the past, is on the walk home from my tube station to my flat is like 15 minutes. So that's when I'll be like, oh, should I call my parents? Sorry, Mum and Dad, I don't do it all the time, but I have started to do it more.
She does this podcast instead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking to you through this medium, so you should be really grateful. But yeah.
If you are good at talking to your parents, maybe that thing of like, on my walk home, I will always call a friend, or like use that if your thing is to like be more social and talk to people more, like call on the way home from.
Yes.
Pick a person and make a call on your 15-minute walk home from work.
And watch them freak out.
Just to make things that more like, oh, when in my day can I make sure I...
Yeah, because there is more dead time than you think there is.
If you break it up properly and you are like planning for it, then there's loads of it.
Yeah.
There's time everywhere.
There's still never enough dead time for me to ever go to the gym in the morning. And that's a real thing that I'm really happy about, that I was really like, I'm aware that I'm not going to ever do that. I'm not ever going to get up, go for a run. I'm not ever going to get up and do any exercise before I've done anything else. It's like, and for every year, my New Year's resolution was go to the gym or be like really fit in the morning. So you're like, then you're done for the day. And it was like, great for other people. I'm not going to do that. There's something more harmful about setting New Year's resolutions that you can't achieve. It's better just not to do any, because it makes you feel like a terrible shit person.
Yes.
So what's the point of being mean to yourself?
Yes.
Don't be mean to yourself.
It's mad.
Yeah,
it's mad.
It is
so
mad.
Like, take your, if your resolution is to get up every morning and go run, like, just know that like you've got maybe one of those in you.
Yeah.
And that'll it.
And the smugness will see you through.
Yeah.
Another year.
But you're never gonna do that every day.
No.
And if you really, really want to do it, like, firstly that why question, and then write down the specifics of like, this I will have to get up at this time, then I will do this. This is exactly my plan. And really look at that and then be like, I ain't ever doing that.
Yeah. And if you're just gonna be like, I can, great, do it. But as long as it's coming from a place of positivity and not a place of like,
yeah,
you just what they
know,
want.
You just know you're on such a route for failure if it's like, get up at 5 a.m. It's like a ridiculous thing to say. You just know you're gonna hate yourself.
Yeah.
And it's that stupid thing about like, comparison is the thief of joy. They're like, all you'll do is look at people who have done it and be like, why am I so shit?
Those people are only sharing the ones that they've done. They haven't shared the mornings that they haven't.
Yeah.
I always think about that when like people are like, and I'm really, really doubling down on this, going to the gym in the morning, but people that post like videos of their morning run on Instagram, I'm like, if it was just a really normal thing, then you wouldn't be posting videos.
Yes, you don't say like, brush my teeth again.
Yes. So you can't do it either.
No. But equally, if that is how you would like to feel proud of yourself, then that helps.
Oh my God, do it.
Do it.
If you're a morning
person, do know that we will be bitching about you, but maybe feed off
it
that.
It comes from a place of
deep envy. Yeah.
And weary,
and
sorry.
Fundamentally flawed personality types.
Yes.
But do you.
Feed each other. A social media New Year's resolution would be a good one. But that's one as well that you can go too far on and be like, don't ever scroll on social media. It's like, well, you're not, that's not going to happen. If you're somebody that is is really balls deep in Instagram, you're not going to suddenly become somebody that's really restrained on it. There's certain things that you could do the kind of time one, whereas like after 9 o'clock,
yeah,
just get rid of your phone.
Yeah.
No WhatsApp that comes through after 9 p.m. at night is worth anything. You can look at it the next day and no one's going to be like, quick, come round now, unless it's a booty call, in which case, fair enough. I mean, fine.
Yeah. I suspect most people have got some variation of use phone less, complete creative or work project, run, be more healthy, save more money.
Yeah.
And those are just going to weigh you down.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's save money,
make
be
it specific.
Like, I will be saving £100 every month. Why? And not just like, because I should, but like for this holiday
reason,
or for,
yeah.
Why? Like, and the phone less, you know, otherwise you're just like, oh, I'm on my phone again. If it's like 9 p.m., the phone goes off. The alarm happens. The phone starts down.
I know why you're doing it. It makes me feel sad. It makes me feel anxious or whatever.
There is an app is for staying focused.
Okay.
So if you have, you know, a deadline or a project or something, or you're trying to study, or you just want to be on your phone less.
Or record a podcast.
Or record a podcast.
Tessa just found me and I was on my phone. Not listening to what she was saying.
What were you looking at?
I was sending a WhatsApp I didn't need to send.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Stay focused.
I've given up. I'm quite tired.
Okay, it's called Forest. Stay focused.
Is that the full name of the app?
Yes, the word Forest.
Stay focused. Lovely.
And you say, I'm ready to begin, and you get a little seed.
Oh,
and the seed.
I have no time for this.
Wait, the seed goes in the earth.
It goes into a tree.
Put your phone down.
Yeah.
If you can leave it for long enough, it'll grow into a tree.
That's beautiful.
But if you open your phone, it's withered and died, Stevie.
Oh, that is quite
It didn't
good.
Have enough time to grow, so you killed your tree.
I know someone that uses that.
Great.
And it's very helpful to them. Know thyself. I know that that would, like, piss me off, and I'd be like, I'll just get rid of it immediately because I don't want to be made to feel guilty. But that's, again, comes from a place of deep sadness in me.
Yes, because also when you'd be like, you've died, you've withered again, you'd be like, well, it's your fault.
Yeah, I know, and I'm like, I don't need
this
sort of business.
So that aggression is at you, and you're putting it on the forest, but... It's at you, Stevie.
We all know it's not the forest.
It's you.
Very hard, isn't it? Yes. But do it if it's helpful. Also, getting into the habit of looking at how much screen time you've looked at.
Yes.
Your phone can tell you. I don't know how that happens, but Google it. Absolutely Google it.
Mm.
You can find out how long you've been on your phone per day and then try and like beat your time. And then at weekends, also like just things like when you're out or when you just put your phone away. Like you don't have to do an Instagram story of the fact that you went out every time.
No, just put your phone in your pocket.
Put your phone in your
just
pocket.
Just be at the table with people.
Be present.
Just be present. Be present is such a vague one. But if you're like, be present at the dinner table, that's my thing.
Yes.
I know I'm bad at the table, or I know I can't sit all the way through a film. So like, be aware of what your things are and be like, and therefore, this is what I'm going to try and do.
Yeah. Or pick something that you always are like, I never have time to do this, and find time to do it. Like, I think everyone's got like a genre or a format that is their format. So mine's reading. I can't watch film when I'm stressed out or whatever, because I won't concentrate. Mm. Whereas for some reason, reading, I'm just knocked out for like 4 hours.
Yes.
Like, whereas for my sister, I think it's more music. And for my boyfriend, I think it's more films. And like, everyone's got their one. But I think if you know what your one is, like, make time to enjoy that. Maybe it's art. Make time to enjoy that more. Cultivating a better work-life balance is really vague, but you can go like, you know, in the evenings, make sure that I decompress after work with a book before I do anything else.
Yes.
Or another good one is if you're like annoyed at how much you end up buying lunch out, like get yourself a lunchbox, take a packed lunch in, and aim for like 4 packed lunches a week. And then that's really achievable. Or even 3, and then build it up or something like
3,
that.
3, and I will cook them at this time. This is my whole schedule. This is when I cook them. This is the plan. And the reading, that I just want to say on the reading thing, there's a study that reading for just 6 minutes can reduce anxiety by like 60%.
Oh my God.
So if you're panicking and you're like, I haven't got time to sit down with the whole book, but you're like, but I have got 6 minutes.
Yeah,
so
have just, a 6 minute read.
It's the best thing for just total and immediate focus
elsewhere
in your mind.
That's cool.
So by the time you come back to something, your brain's like, oh yeah, what were we freaking out about?
Exactly.
What was our thing this time?
Perspective. There's so many tricks to stop your brain being like, oh, whoa!
Yeah. And I just wanted to say, I found this book that I think was called like, Just Get That Shit Done or something.
Good.
And then every page was broken down in a way that I find extremely stressful.
Mm.
That's like, goal, what did I do today? Date. Yeah. And my heart is pounding. I'm like, no, this is the worst thing I can imagine.
I'd set my own targets.
Yes. But then I thought, I suspect, I don't want to look in the book because I know I won't be able to do it. Like, so the thought
of
owning that book is like, yes, the tree has withered. You're a constant reminder that
that's
I didn't do the thing.
That's why I hate the forest, because I know I'm going to fail it one day. And then I'll be like, well, this is rubbish. I can't do this anymore.
So what I'm maybe going to do is go and buy that book.
It's a great idea.
Because I hated it so much. So let's see if that's the only way in.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
is
a good
to
idea.
Actually.
Like with the jealousy thing, which I always come back to, is if you're jealous of someone, it's normally because you want something that they have. So,
yeah.
So look inside yourself and do that thing. If you hate something so violently, it's coming
have
from a
place. Have a quick check why.
Yeah, it's not, you can't just hate the book. It's because you're like, I will
this is
fail.
A reflection on me.
Yeah.
This is a reflection on me.
Another journey that we've been on this app.
On this app.
On this epo.
So do choose one in honour of the Babylonians, if nothing else.
I mean, they need some more honour in our modern day society.
Right.
We don't talk about them enough.
No, we don't.
I've talked about them for a long time.
No. Give them the recognition they deserve. Get your Babylonian resolution down. And it can be anything at all this year, you know.
No resolution small.
An event that's coming up. The marathon. Take part in some competition. Enter this.
Yeah.
Buy a dog. Whatever your thing
whatever
is.
Your thing is.
Or it can be a tiny, minuscule life change that you're going to make.
Yeah,
or
call your mum more.
Call your mum more. And then why? Because it's nice.
Nice.
And then what? And then when?
Oh, it's 5 o'clock when I leave work.
Exactly. Perfect. So we're always going to be doing who, what, why, when, and then we'll ignore the who. Who is me?
Who's me? Always you.
What am I doing? When am I doing it? Why am I doing it? How am I doing it?
Mm.
And when?
And where?
When twice.
And how?
So when.
Where is this going? Oh,
either way.
There's when A and when B. And
when A is when will I do make the time for that every day? And
yes.
When B is when will my deadline be that I need if I'm trying to do the splits or finish the book or.
Of course.
If it's a finishing something.
Let's say that that is covered by just the one when.
Understood.
A singular when.
When squared.
When squared. But yeah, if you have a New Year's resolution, tweet us. And we'll give you some like fun emojis and support.
Yes, and we'll probably check back in again and shout at you, but at a later date.
I'll be quite like encouraging, but Tessa might shout. I think it'd be good to do an episode on the day where everyone has broken. This is that traditional day,
yeah,
where everyone's broken it by now. They've broken their New Year's resolutions. Then we can do a real like, come on, keep going one.
Yes.
So we'll be back with this.
And the telling people is such an important one because now you've made it a. Public
You've
statement.
Made it a public thing.
And if it's very secret and you really don't want to tell anybody, then write it down somewhere. Make sure it's a physical, you've made it a physical thing. A lot like, you know, we've talked about all those sort of ritual things aren't really about the throne.
Thing. It's about tricking your brain.
It's about making a physical acknowledgement to yourself and like saying the thing out loud or.
Mm. I've been telling my water bottle that I won't lose him every time I
leave
the house. Yes,
that's fantastic.
And because I realised, I mean, that is basically I'm doing sort of weird chanting spell, but I'm just going like, I won't lose you. And then it means that I always remember him now because he's on my mind.
Exactly. He's on your mind more and you're saying it and you're making a physical attachment to something.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Manifesting. Yes, tweet us your resolution if you want to at Nobody Panic Pod. I'm at Stevie M, the S is a 5.
I'm at Tessa Coates.
And email us, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. Just give us your 2019 podcast episode ideas. We've got a backlog before Christmas because we have to do loads of Christmassy ones and we got some ones that weren't Christmassy. So we're going to work through them. We've got a lot of weeks to fill. Give us your thoughts.
We've got a whole year. We're staring into the abyss of a year.
How many weeks? 52? So what do you want to hear us tackle? Like and subscribe also. And if you like the podcast, a lovely tweet or an Instagram story or something to try and kind of spread the word would be much appreciated. And I don't know, have a lovely first week of your 2019.
I was just wondering if we should set a 2019 resolution.
Oh, for our podcast. What should
release
we
our
do?
Cookbook.
No, again, you've not taken any of your advice.
Understood.
That can't be one.
Videos?
We should do videos.
Or our 10-minute mini ones that we were going to do.
Yes. Our New Year's resolution, that's a good one. Tessa suggested we might start doing a couple of mini episodes that are very specific. So if you're like crying on a bus,
they're
you can
called,
listen.
One, you're crying on a bus. Two, you don't want to go to the gym.
That's good.
And it's 10 minutes of us just shouting.
Just shouting at you.
Until you feel
you
good enough to go. Three is the emergency confidence boost.
That's a good one.
And it's before big events.
Yeah, maybe like a breakup one. Like you've just been broken up with and we're like, you can do this.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Basically, all of them are going to be that. But we'd like to start doing them. So you can hold us all to account. And if we don't do them, then just shout at us, please.
Yeah, you can hold us accountable.
We're all accountants.
You jump, we jump. Right. Have a magical week. And very best of 2019 to you.
Yay. 2019, that's what you're going for. I'm going to go 2019, which is
weird. Honestly, I was like, I thought you were going to go for like 2019 or something.
No. 2019, that's not what we're calling it.
Welcome to 2019. Have a magical 2019.
No.
And we will see you
next week.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.